Hi, everyone. My name is Marissa Santoro, and I'm the founder of In Our Shoes. And we have reached the fifth footprint here in our online seminar, e-seminar. I hope you've been enjoying it if you've been following along with the last four footprints. I've been having a lot of fun doing this. This was a seminar that was conceived as a result of the seminar programming that I had started for the Dream Shoe Seminar. And what the Dream Shoe Seminar is all about is pretty much a compilation of all of the tactical tools and business strategy and leadership strategy concepts and solutions and visions that we as women aspire to, being passionate in business and really going for the career we love. So I thought it would be fun to put together these five footprint series. And so far it's been going really well. I'm so, so glad to see that everybody's been tuning in. And I'm so inspired by that and having the readership and the listeners. I will be following up with a video recapping all the five footprints. And if anyone wants to email me in questions, I'll be glad to read them in and answer them as we go along. And if not, that's fine too. I will be glad to recap and summarize all the wonderful wisdom we're getting here. So before I dig into the fifth footprint, I'd like to just make a quick comment about the audience. In Our Shoes primarily targets women. That's how I started it. That was my intention. Working women who juggle everything, particularly working mothers, working moms and moms especially, because we know, you know, I have the UK included in our platform. But I do want to mention here that men are not excluded from In Our Shoes. I've recently got a bunch of new subscribers, which are men. I've always had one or two dangling around, but I've gotten some emails from men, and recently had even scheduled an interview with someone who is a senior vice president at a financial services firm who shared that he really loved the way in which women really bond. And there are a lot of men like him who actually wish they had that type of camaraderie that women have. And so that led me to believe that that might be why men are listening in and really intrigued by In Our Shoes. So I do want to just say, set the record straight. I definitely do not exclude men. I would love it if, the audience picks up and I get even more men listening in. I make a point to say there's a particular type of man that listens in here to In Our Shoes and checks in, and that's the enlightened man. And an enlightened man in Our Shoes lingo is defined as someone who really knows himself. He's not about winning or playing the game, and he's someone who takes the time to figure us out. And if you can see where this is going, an enlightened man could be definitely applied to the personal side of our lives as well. Just taking the time to figure us as women out. That's what we as women are really good at. We're good at digging in and analyzing and getting to the bottom of everything. And sometimes there's disappointment, especially in the business world where we are working for or working with men who really don't care about the process of getting to the end game. They just want to win the game. So not all men are like that, obviously. So working with enlightened men in business who take the time to figure us out and really want to work well with us and enjoy the journey and do it as a team, working on all those working on the same vision that we have is really are really the type of men that we would love to work with. So welcome all you men that are listening in, and I will get started now with the fifth footprint. So the fifth footprint that successful women who follow their dream shoes are passionate about is taking smart and manageable bites out of their business. And what does that mean? That basically is whittled down to working smart and not hard. And I will go through a couple of examples on what that means. Working smart, give you a perfect example. Setting small goals for yourself every single day or every single week is really important. When you're starting out on your own as an entrepreneur, or if you're looking to kick up your rank in a corporation, you don't want to have the pressure and the stress of believing that you need to swallow the entire kitchen sink in order to get your job done or to get to where you want to go. And I think that's a real issue for us as women. We feel that we have the ambition, we have the drive, but if you try to, you know, take on everything at once, you're never going to get there. If you only are satisfied with basically seeing just a few feet in front of you, and really are satisfied with the little wins that you have along the way, you will find eventually a path carved out for you where you will look back and say, how did I get here? Well, you got there because you didn't swallow everything at once. You set small, manageable goals for yourself. So I'm going to give you some examples of goals that I set for myself. At least once or twice a week, I set a goal for writing an article for my news site, my news column on Here is the City. Writing an article doesn't come, you know, through osmosis for me. I really have to sit down, think about what the topic is that I want to write about, and then I have to draft it and then edit. It's a process. Sometimes I'm, you know, I'm not in the right frame of mind, so I'll just postpone it, but I always make an intention to at least put out an article at least once every few weeks. So that's one intention that I'll make. The other one is an interview. If I've lined up somebody for an interview and I've got a you know, start editing it or do follow-ups, that's another intention. Another intention is if I ran into someone online that I really, really am impressed by, I'll make a note of their name and their email, and I'll follow up either with a phone call or an email. So those are small little things that I do throughout the week. I don't make it a pressure cooker situation where if I don't follow through, I'm going to kill myself or I'm going to, you know, really be down on myself. You have to be realistic. There's a lot of talk in new media today about work-life balance. To be very honest, here at In Our Shoes, I don't believe there is anything such as work-life balance. There's really just what fire there is today to put out, whether it be your family, work, whatever else you have going on, personal life pleasures, whatever you're doing. If there's something that's really important and pressing, then that's what gets your attention for the day. And sometimes we're not able to really carry through on what our intentions are every week, but really setting those small goals are important. And you'll find that you don't need to have the exact roadmap to exactly how you're going to get to where you need to be today. You don't need to know. You don't have to have it all planned out. You just need to take small steps. Small little footprints every single week. You could even start out, you know, broader. You don't have to, if you're going to start practicing this, you could just maybe set a couple of goals for yourself for the month and then get a little bit more frequent for the week and then go on a daily basis. But successful women, we really do take manageable, smart bites. And that's really important because it'll really get us further. The other thing I'd like to mention is, in terms of the manageability aspect, I wrote a post a couple of, I think it was a couple months ago, called Chaos. I had found an amazing article. I just loved it. It was a French chef in London, and he was interviewed, I believe it was by The Guardian, and he was just talking about how when he's in the middle of, you know, of his restaurant in London, he's just completely engrossed in what he's doing, and there could be so many things flying around him, and you know he's in the eye of the storm, you know, running this restaurant and all. But he's so peaceful. He loves the chaos around him. He loves the craziness. He's completely grounded, and that's really important for us when we're going for a career we're passionate about, especially if it's something that you've never done before and you're just kind of you know dabbling in it. If it's something that is completely stressful, you're going through a lot of, especially when you're starting up, right, you have a lot of things going on at once. You're not just taking sequential steps all the time, but you have to because you can't really do everything unless you have a team of people behind you handling every little thing. If you're really feeling like you're grounded, you're rooted, and you're just loving the not the stress and the pressure and all, but you're really, you know this is what you really love to do, and you'll take it. You know, that's the price you have to pay in the beginning to just kind of get going. And sometimes even when you get going, you're always going to have, you know, those peak days where you're just overwhelmed. But at the end of the day, if you can still answer the question, is this what I want to do, you know, for the rest of my life or for the next 5 or 10 years, if the answer is yes, then embrace the chaos, embrace what everything that you're doing. And that's all part of the manageability of a career that you love. having those overwhelming situations will happen. But if you can look back and laugh at them later on and still be happy of, you know, of the goals that you set and the future that you plan for yourself, then you know you made the right decision. I also believe, and this kind of is my philosophy, not just in business but in life, I believe that if you're too comfortable in your life and you're settled in your shoes for too long, you become stagnant and you don't grow. So I'm constantly trying to grow out of the shoes that I'm in, and might say I'm a bit of a restless soul, but it's really worked for me in interviewing other women. One of the funny things that if you look through some of the interviews I've done here, most of the women that I've talked to, most of them, I believe all of them actually are mothers, they've all said that they do their best work at night, after their kids are asleep, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, doing their work and just going and jetting through their work. I don't know if every job can, you know, be amenable to that, but it's very interesting that they said that. And that's how you know you're really, really excited about something, if you're able to stay up all night and just, you know, get through what it is that you love to do in your job. So, you know, if you're feeling a little too stagnant and, you know, kind of plateauing in your life, in business, then you know you need a little kickstart there. So working smart and not working hard. The other thing I'd like to mention here in terms of manageability is setting boundaries. There's going to be a lot of people coming in and a lot of people going out as you're running your business and as you're working in your firms, working in a firm, raising your rank. There's going to be a lot of people asking for this, can you get back to me on that, and that's normal, right? But what you need to have in your mind is that you need to set boundaries. You can't realistically get back to everyone when they want you to. You have to, you know, set those goals for them and for yourself. And you also have to think to yourself, how important or how valuable is it really going to be for me to work on this right away? Is this really going to spring me ahead this week if I, you know, do this report or I answer this phone call or I meet this person? If the answer is no, if it's really not going to give you any value and really push you forward in your business or in your leadership strategy, then put it to the side. You know, I hate to say that because it does sound a bit negative, but really there's only so many hours in the day, and you really have to prioritize what really matters. And I think that we have the best of intentions. We always want to respond to people. We always want to get the job done, especially we as women. We're really, you know, gung-ho about getting the job done, and that's all well, but it's not realistic. So setting expectations for them and for you just takes the pressure off, and working smarter is really about prioritizing. Just think one question. When someone's asking you for something and they need something from you, ask yourself, if delivering to this person, if I end up delivering to this person, will I really is this really as valuable to me this week? And maybe it would for other weeks, but maybe this week you have a couple of other things going on. So just ask yourself, how important really is it for me to act? And I think it would also be fair to the other person as well if you're not always, as I said in the last footprint, a yes person. Just setting those boundaries and really analyzing whether engaging in something new, whether it be a task or a new relationship or whatever, if it's not really going to help you this week and it's not getting you any further with your career, then you don't have to drop it, but you could put it on hold until you get back to it. So that's really important and all part of the plan when working smart in business. The other thing I want to mention is that we always need to have a plan B, and that has to happen every day. Why does that have to happen? Because usually in business, there are dependencies that we have on others, and there are dependencies that others have on us. Well, smart, ambitious women usually come through when we're dependent on by other people. We're really anal, really perfectionists about some of the things that we do. So I don't want to focus on the dependencies that people have on us, but I would like to switch it around and think about the dependencies that we have on other people, because we don't have any control over other people. If someone got sick and you're waiting, you know, if you have a, you know, a monthly feed or a report coming in if you have a daily feed or a report or a delivery that comes into your business every single morning, and that delivery doesn't happen, what's your plan B? Do you just kind of, you know, roll your thumbs and sit back and let it rip, or do you have a plan B? So smart, ambitious women, part of this fifth footprint is always being being on guard for what could happen if something really key, a key dependency, and that's really what I mean here. This has to be something that's really key to your day-to-day, especially if you're a retail store and you're, you know, getting stuff in the morning or in the food world, whatever it might be. Having a person or a resource to fill that void if it doesn't go through. So that's really important. The other thing about taking smart, manageable bites is really letting go of perfection. As women and enlightened men, we do have a need to be perfectionists, and before ending a task, we have to have everything right to the T. Now, if you're in a particular job where you have a very exclusive clientele and no mistakes will be, you know, tolerated, that's a different story. But if this is really your own perfectionist gene and you really have to just make sure everything is polished and perfect before it goes out, I'm here to tell you that that doesn't inspire people. And most people will think you're neurotic. I can tell you stories about the number of perfectionist women that I used to work for or work with. There's really no need to be a perfectionist. I mean, it's a bar that we put on ourselves. But getting the job done, if you're running under a deadline or something, is really what the situation I'm referring to here. We want to deliver our best quality, granted. We want to deliver the best work that we have, granted. But if we're under a deadline or something's really pressing or we have another priority, getting back to what I said earlier, let it go. Relax and just let it go. Give it your best shot. Get something out the door. And don't spend too much time spinning your wheels on just being perfect at everything. It's not realistic. It's totally not practical. And as I said before, it really doesn't inspire people, especially, and I want to make this a really big point here, for all you women leaders working in firms, if you're looking to grow a team of people, your team of people will sniff you out right away if they see you are an anal perfectionist queen. They will not want to work with you. You will not inspire them to get their best work out. And they will really, really probably want to think twice about, you know, the department they're working in. You know, you want a team of people that are really going to work for you and be your best customers. So perfectionist is nice to have. It's just not always realistic. But, of course, you want to get your best product down, and that's really important. So just kind of balancing that is important. The other thing I want to mention about manageability is we can become very overwhelmed if we take too much on our plate. There's lots of peak periods going on, especially if you're working, let's say, in the finance world. There's definitely the closing period where we close our books, so that's always a peak time where everybody's working late. There's basically you could probably identify a few points in a month where you know you're going to have a stressful time. I want you to go back to In Our Shoes on the website and do a search for the four stages of competency. I did a really great piece on taking on a new skill or taking on something new in stages. And if you kind of follow that framework when you're working in business, you'll find that you won't become overwhelmed. You won't feel that you're taking on too much because you're doing it and you're pacing yourself. So go back and take a look at that. And basically, look for the signs when you're feeling overwhelmed. Perfect example for me, when I'm taking on too much or I'm working really long hours, I become very tired. And I'm normally a very calm person at work. In fact, if I were to pick one thing that everyone around me would say about me working with me, I would say they'd probably say I'm a very calm person. I don't get rattled, especially in a high-pressure situation at work. However, if I'm very tired and I don't have enough sleep or I'm working long hours, I get cranky and I get really jumpy and excited. And that's not me. That's not my personality. But we kind of default to our natural, core mode, you know, the things that we kind of hide underneath the covers when we're at work, you know, not our completely true personality, but the things that we default to when certain situations exist. And everybody has them. We don't often see them because we're all trying to look and be professional, but being tired and in certain specific situations where we're just feeling overwhelmed, those are signs when we know we need to take a step back and just, you know, get some fresh air and really take a break from what we're doing. And, of course, there are so many things you can do. You can, you know, go out and get some fresh air for a few hours or just stop for a few days and recharge yourself. And so that's really important. And in my seminars, I actually I cover a lot of ground with this in terms of looking for the signs and how you can tell the signs from other people when you know that you're overwhelmed. So that's really interesting because there are definitely lots of signals that other people can give us in business if we're not delivering to our best level. So that's it for the fifth footprint. I hope you've been enjoying this seminar. Keep sending in your questions or any feedback that you have, and do look forward to the video summary of all the five footprints of successful, smart, ambitious women who follow their passions in business. And what passions is really going for a career you love, whether you were looking to work for an organization or you just breaking out on your own, or you've already broke out on your own and you're looking to jumpstart things. I hope that this seminar gets you thinking about things, and if you are interested in more, do attend one of my Dream Shoe seminars in New York and London this summer. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned for the Five Footprints summary of smart, ambitious women who follow their passions in business. Thanks. Bye.